Good morning again, back from the islands of God, the center of Bali's hive now in Canggu. And you know, yesterday I just made a new podcast, and now I think I'm going to make a new one because I think it's quite interesting to share what I have today, that all my experience today through thriving in this very struggling time that I have to tell you. And yesterday, that I'm very lucky and privileged to get entered again to this island. And you know, yesterday my president just announced that we have to extend the PPKM, you know, I said mini lockdown for 5 farming days. For me it's a small relief, but okay, 5 days, hopefully it won't be extended. So yeah, it apparently quite relieving for me, so that's why I'm interested to make a lot of podcasts again today. And I think it will be regularly because in here the vibes is good, so I can tell a lot of things and also shedding the thoughts that what we have today and what makes me blessed in every second, every moments that I enjoy here. Even in my last day, quarantine will be end tomorrow and then start in my real work life tomorrow. But in the end, I will still keep in mind my podcast with you. So you will see what it feels like to enjoy the last sunshine in this beautiful side of Bali, that you probably know this is the center of the nomads and also the nightclubs and living, whatever. But now, yeah, we're very lucky to just enjoy every moment that we have in right now. And saying from the center of the sunshine in Bali, welcome back again with the Daily Digest and looking forward in 5 seconds. Okay. Hello, welcome. Welcome again in this lovely morning in the end of July. Now it's July 22nd in here, in the heart of Bali. I'm sorry, my voice maybe is not really good. Perfect. As yesterday, I should make this review, but because of, you know, my uncertain condition, and I got my feet a little bit broke when I got to the beach yesterday. But it's quite a lovely experience to have that beach experience in Bali right now. Well, I won't say beach experience, it's like a beach sightseeing, because you know, legally I broke some rules because they officially closed the beach for people having motors or anything, but you can go there just for doing surf and just sitting there sightseeing. I mean, they will close the beach only for commercials, but who will ever told you to shut down the place that belongs to nature? You know, beaches made by nature, the crowd made by people. So that is why one of my concerns here. So yeah, I would like to share you my thoughts about what it's like being in the center of this pandemic, you know, in the heart of the tourism in Indonesia. You know, there's a lot of people expecting going to Bali to have that kind of dream tropical living. And as a locals, I will say that please, this is already 2021 and you should get rid that away from your list. I suggest you, I warn you, and I tell you what I am supposed to be, as I'm just going to voyage you to make you understand that wherever you go, the field is actually in yours. Not because you have to go to Bali, not because you have to go to Cabo, San Mexico in Baja, or maybe in Greenland, or in Switzerland, or any kinds of peace on earth that you'll find that peace. The peace is on yourself. I mean, and the happiness is created. I'll tell you, it's definitely. It's because long before the COVID, I used to work in a small hostel in 2019, just months before the pandemic is coming. And you can imagine, you know, yeah, in that day, we're on the topic of the tourism. You know, there's a lot of people. They even there's a small space here, they will instantly build it. Everyone's building a villa or a guest house here, so expecting the tourists will come, and then we'll always be in here. But then I'm thinking, you know, for mass tourism, and then what else you will expect? What kind of holiday that you will be happy to enjoy it? Because if you go to the beach and if people just only enjoy the beach life, the nightlife, maybe you can go there in your own place. The vibe is different, but you met other people and then meet someone new, and sometimes you're being associated with them. And for me, when I turn into Bali, you know, it's like kind of half in across the country. Because when you go to Java especially, you expect it to be dresses like appropriate. So it means not no tank tops in front of public, only tank tops. So you shouldn't show up your upper. It's not because I'm having affiliate with other religions, because for me instantly, my outfit is I'm not really kind of loving an open you know, body. I feel confident with my body, but I'm not that kind of confident to show up my armpit there. That's kind of funny. When I turn it to Bali, people don't care about your outfit, they don't care about your manners. People just to be treated with respect to others. In the other hand, you also have to deal with kinds of human, different human, and also living species here. And in this time, this hard time since last year, March 2020, can you expect when I wrote that hostel, being all in one staff, from frontliners to all, and you got no guests there. All the guests, so you have to take care of them. And just in 5 months, now everyone's disappear. They go back to their country because the pandemic is coming and it torn apart all of them. So for some people that expecting to change their life only in Bali, I think you should have a review of yourself first. Because like what I tell you in the first, happiness and peace and beautiful mind, you don't have to seek it anywhere. You can find it inside of your heart. Even in here, I'm not find that the situations before the pandemic or not the pandemic is affects a lot of me. Maybe for all the people, they love the crowd. I'm not. I don't really like the crowd. I just come to be enjoy this all of this experience alone, walking down the streets, and nobody cares who I am, and I just being me, listening to my podcast or my music from my phone, and walking alone, and then greeted by the street dogs, and they say hello, fellas, like welcome, what we have the last year. So it comes like we can't just making it like a big deal. Without the crowd, you won't find happiness. Without the calm, quiet, you won't find happiness. I think it's pretty silly, pretty damn face. As you have to find it yourself, you have to make peace of yourself first. Why? I've been in that shoes. I've been on that shoes, and maybe until now still struggling. But I'll tell you, I keep on fighting. I don't want to give up. I have a purpose in my life. And it won't be happen if you just rely on another people. Rely on depends on the situations, people. That is when you find your real self. And not because meditation, not because the yoga, not because anything. I do yoga, but not often daily because my current state of mind. And you know what happened here. But I'm blessed for what I am like today. Just start one step at a time before you go anywhere to find your happiness. Okay? One step at a time. So that I am happy. I am blessed. And I don't have to finding happiness around the world. You can find it on yourself. But you want to find the beautiness of the world and want to make in enrich air, or maybe you know you want to make your life is fulfilled with it, then go for it. Then go for it. Make peace of yourself first before you want to make peace with others, so it would lead you to happiness, like what I have today. I'm making the podcast with nothing little in my head, only 50 crack. You know how much is it? Less than $5. But I don't care. I like this. It's just one of you. And thank you very much for listening to my podcast. And tomorrow, we'll have another episode of what it's just like being a survivor in Bali. As long.